You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has joined South Africans in mourning the late human rights lawyer George Bizos, who died yesterday at his Johannesburg home. The 92-year-old died from natural causes. And on his Twitter account, Ramaphosa said, "The news of the passing of George Bizos is a very sad day for us as a country, an inclusive legal mind and architect of our constitution. He contributed immensely to our democracy, and we extend our deepest condolences to his family, and we dip our heads in his honour." Moray Hathorn of law firm Webber Wentzel worked closely with Bizos. And Moray, prior to joining Webber Wentzel, you spent 15 years working at the Legal Resources Center. You were also a director of the Rural Housing Loan Fund for a time as well. Where did you first meet Bizos?
I met him at his chambers in Pritchard Street, probably during 1988 or 1989, for the first time.
And what was your impression of him back then? Because he was one of the founding drafters of our constitution, and always struck me as a man who was extremely humble and always very quick with a good anecdote or a long story.
Yes, he loved an anecdote over a hearty lunch, and he was also very considerate and kind to younger practitioners. I was a fortunate recipient of that kindness on many occasions.
What is your abiding memory of Bizos in the time that you have worked with him and known him?
Well, I suppose that my abiding memory is that he believed in the principles of democracy. He believed in the fundamental principles of constitutionalism, and he wouldn't be swayed from that. You know, he argued the case for the certification of the constitution on behalf of the state in 1996. And I think always with George was at the back, you know, he knew that Schedule 4, of course, of the interim constitution of 1993, in which the constitutional principles are set out, I think it meant a great deal to him that those constitutional principles actually are immutable, and that any changes to the Constitution must comply with those. And those immutable principles, constitutional principles, really deal with the fundamentally the democratic nature of government. And I think that to him was of fundamental importance. And the result was that on a number of occasions in the past years, when there seemed to be a possible deviation from those kinds of values, George would speak out, even if it meant crossing swords with people or institutions with whom he might have had a close relationship in the past, either as an advocate or just at a personal level. So that, to me, is what stands out about George Bizos, that he was one of those people who really helped to create the right compass for South Africa. And he was unwavering in his devotion and loyalty to those principles, Michael.
Moray, I think you summed it up beautifully. The nation mourns the loss of an icon who leaves, as Rudy Clawby tweeted last night, an unimpeachable legacy, an imprint, an indelible imprint on the landscape of South Africa as a constitutionalist and a true South African. Moray, thanks for your time.